Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back. Dana and I are currently at the foreign desk.
At the foreign desk.
She was in Paris earlier.
Spent some time there. She's a jet setter.
Oh, yeah.
You think she does that on purpose?
Yes, I do.
Does that indicate that the foreign desk is in Paris?
Oh, did you
Not
hear?
Not exactly.
Speaking of Paris, there's a bit of a kerfuffle over what to do with the Mona Lisa.
Is it a fracas?
It is a fracas. Mm. Mm-hmm. Currently at the Louvre, but the Louvre is in dire need of some repair, restoration. It's kind of sort of falling apart. They have to limit the number of visitors per day to 30,000. 30,000.
Okay. What, pray tell, was the number before?
I don't know. But I think 8 million people go through it every year or something
that
like that.
That is the number one thing that people want to see at the Louvre.
Yep. And so anyway, Milan, I guess, has the Winter Olympics coming up in a couple of years. And even though Leonardo da Vinci was from, I believe, Florence, if I'm not mistaken, Milan is asking that they at least be allowed to borrow, probably never give it back, the Mona Lisa, while the Louvre is repaired and refurbished.
We'll just take her down, throw her in somebody's pickup truck, and drive her over.
I did not know that the Mona Lisa had once been stolen.
Hmm. What would one do with a stolen Mona Lisa? I always wonder these.
They took it back to Italy.
Snobbery art thieves.
No, it was not. It was a worker.
What do you think you're going to do with it? Put it on eBay?
So, put it on the wall and look at it.
Really, so quick. Please.
There was. I think it was 1911. Dan, you'll check me if I'm wrong. But he worked at the Louvre.
Okay.
And he was an Italian, and he thought that the Mona Lisa belonged back in Italy, so he stole it.
An insider.
He borrowed it.
But it was not some, you know, rich, whatever that Pierce Brosnan movie was, Thomas Crown Affair, some ritzy, you know, super sophisticated thief. It was just some guy who swept the floors.
Listen to this from The Guardian. Hang on a second, Sam. What a wonderful headache for a museum to have. The Louvre gets so many visitors, it is taking drastic measures to cope, which includes moving its most famous treasure to a dedicated space. Nearly 9 million visitors a year stream through that space, and it is believed more than 80% of them are looking for the Mona Lisa.
It has its own wall. It's not a very large picture.
It's not a large painting, and what's always interesting and kind of humorous is to step back and look at the photos of all the people in front trying to get their pictures of the painting, and it's just this tiny painting. And yes, it was 1911. Vincenzo Perugia.
Sam.
Common spelling.
stole it.
So I'm sure they have busy days and slow days. So obviously it's not a perfect equation to figure out how many people visit the Louvre each day. But at its height, the busiest year ever for the Louvre was 9 million visitors in 1 year. You cap it at 30,000. You're assuming that 5,000 more people are going to show up every single day. Because if you take 9 million and divide it by 365, you only get 24,000.
Listen to this. The decision dramatically announced by Emmanuel Macron to move the Mona Lisa to a special hygienically isolated gallery where les idiots who flock to take selfies in front of it won't bother won't bother more cultured visitors who wish to study art in a hushed atmosphere.
Le doom dooms.
As long as they keep it away from the people that throw tomatoes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's behind glass.
But still.
This writer is calling this a misguided act of snobbery. And I sort of have to agree with that.
Have you ever wondered why the people who are protesting food waste throw food at art? Aren't you then wasting food?
Why do the people who are trying to save trees handcuff themselves to basketball nets?
And then sit there for the entire game before anybody notices that you're even there?
I would love to see the Mona Lisa, but you know, you can't see everything on the planet, you know?
Well, again, I'm the only person on the show that's ever seen Freddie Mercury in person. And I'm the only person on the show who's seen the Mona Lisa.
And the only person who's seen Stonehenge.
Have you seen a grown man naked?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Bathhouse. The only person who's ever lived in Germany.
That's right. You're the only person who's ever wrecked a motorcycle.
I'm the only one that's been to Africa.
Fair point.
Mm-hmm.
And Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go now?
Twice.
Can you wait 48 more minutes?
I would really rather not. I've about had all that I can take.
Let's lay out the firsts and onlys that we've all done.
Dana's the only woman.
True.
Don't I know it every single day?
Although I think we all are based off of a recent... Never mind.
Can we please just take me to Mission Hills? And I mean that in the most...
You want to go there right now?
...absolute way of that sentence.
I was going to read how long you have to keep a new habit from the new year for it to actually kick in. Since you're trying all these new things in your life.
I am. I took dance lessons.
Exercising, dancing. Yeah. You're exploring new cooking. Mm-hmm. And... So since you started going to bed early?
Trying.
Okay. Well, for a new habit to kick into an actual habit, you have to go roughly 2 months.
I thought it was 22 days, but okay.
It says right here, forget 21 days.
Okay.
For a new good habit to kick in, you have to go 2 months.
Well, 2 months is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of exercise.
You've already made it a month.
I'm going tonight.
Where are you going tonight?
To work out.
Going to get ripped. Yeah. The House of the Iron?
The House of the Iron.
What kind of workouts are you doing?
I am doing a mixture of things, Daniel. Uh-huh. I'm doing some treadmill. I'm doing some weightlifting. We're doing the cables. You know the cables?
Yes. Can I go now?
Yeah, you can go. You asked. 2 months.
What do those cables sound like?
You might want to put a little WD-40 on that.
How many burpees are y'all doing?
I don't do those.
Oh. Okay.
Burpees are a horrible exercise.
Yeah, they are.
So what are we doing in Mission Hills?
We're going to get to that in a minute, but I'm not going to do it right before we go to the break.
I'm about to walk out into traffic.
What?
On Mission Road on the way to Mission Hills.
What have we done at the foreign desk that has got you so riled up?
Can I please go seek out the foreign desk?
Is that your mission?
Yes, it is.
Before we get to the break, from the New York Post, federal health authorities have upgraded their recall of 13-ounce bags of Frito-Lay potato chips over fears that consuming the products, which may contain undeclared milk, could potentially be fatal for some people.
Undeclared
milk in the chips.
There's milk?
I didn't know that either.
Okay.
I didn't know that either. So it is a health food. Last month, the FDA announced that Frito-Lay was voluntarily recalling a limited batch of their products. The FDA said, those with an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk run the risk of a serious or even life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume the recalled product. They classified it as a Class 1 recall. That is the highest level of alert.
That must mean there's enough milk in that thing to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm. If you have an allergic reaction to it. Yep. It doesn't affect us. Only people in Washington and Oregon.
I did meet somebody on New Year's who is so lactose allergic that he has to carry an EpiPen, has been to the hospital multiple times for it. And one time he went to a restaurant that sells wings and his girlfriend got the garlic Parmesan.
Yeah, the rub.
And so there was a little bit of Parmesan cheese. And he didn't. He said he couldn't see it. It looked like his wings were good. He blew up immediately.
Really?
And had to go straight to the hospital off of a fraction of a crumb of Parmesan cheese.
I don't know how you live with an allergy that severe. And usually when I think, you know, we've had these stories of death recently, it's usually tree nuts. Mm-hmm. I've not heard of a deadly milk allergy.
Oh, we were about to leave the party and he started telling this story and we were like, okay, we're locked in for another 20 minutes.
What do you mean he blew up? Like
a puffer fish.
Like got
super swollen. His face got really hot.
Constricts your airway.
He went into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you and MP have any interest in learning how to curl? Like the sport?
No, I think our pattern is full right now.
There is an offer on the text line.
Yes, I love it.
If you would like curling lessons, the Kansas City Curling Club is offering them to you.
I think in the off season, I do appreciate that. We've got our pickleball league. Yes, it's a league.
Okay.
We have, you know, we're doing a little worky outy. We're doing a little dancy.
Maybe
we,
you could be the sweeper.
We as a show have not gone fouling yet or foaling.
Is it fouling or foaling?
I thought it was foaling.
I don't know. It's bowling it's with an
weird
F.
Weird name.
I would go do that.
No, it's bowling with a football.
Well, yeah.
You throw it. I know that.
The word.
If you throw the bowling ball, that would ratchet it up as an experience.
That would be pretty crazy.
I'll go first.
Run a post route. It's coming in hot.
On a post route. 913-586-7798 here on Dana Parks. We will go to Mission Hills when we return. Story here from Channel 9. Reporting partners at KMBC. A Johnson County resident was robbed at gunpoint while selling a gaming computer in Mission Hills. Yes, that Mission Hills. Prairie Village Police, they're outsourced to patrol Mission Hills, so they're the lead on the investigation. Prairie Village Police are investigating an armed robbery that occurred last evening in the driveway of a home on West 56th Street. The robbery happened around 7 o'clock. When a resident attempted to sell a gaming computer to a buyer that they had met through Facebook Marketplace. After the exchange, the suspect pointed a handgun at the individual and demanded that they walk away. The suspect fled in a gray Kia with at least two others inside. Of course, if you have any information, because they don't have anybody in custody, tips hotline 816-474-8477.
Okay. How brazen do you have to be to roll up into Mission Hills in a Kia? And I'm not knocking the Kia, but let's be honest, this one was probably stolen. How brazen do you have to be to roll up in Mission Hills? I assume up the driveway, which, by the way, most of those houses are not street side.
Yeah, those are long driveways.
Knowing there are surveillance cameras in that town everywhere.
Yeah, but it was 7 o'clock. It was already dark.
I mean,
outside.
Scott, my God. I'm telling you, I have said it 10,000 times on this program. Stop selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace that you do not plan to meet someone at a police station to do that transaction.
I don't think this was an adult selling this.
Probably not, Sam. We don't know that, but probably not.
I would have to guess it was probably a teen who has taken affinity to building gaming consoles, PCs like this. And when they build a new one, what do you do with the old one? You sell it.
Okay. If you live in Mission Hills or you live with your parents in Mission Hills, mm-hmm. do you really need the money?
You need to make your own money when your parents say, I'm not giving you money to do what you want to do.
Okay.
I grew up with a lot of very well-off friends whose parents were well-off.
I'm not victim blaming. I'm not. The point is, if you listen to this program with any regularity, we've had 96,000 stories like this in the stack in the last 2 weeks. Yep. They just arrested two women who said they specifically started a fake Facebook account to scam people selling electronic crap on Facebook Marketplace, to rob them. One of them was almost killed over a game controller. You just cannot trust. And you know what, Sam? I'm sure there's millions of great Facebook Marketplace transactions every single day. It is Russian roulette in this town right now. If you are meeting somebody, you're either going to get a good person, and I hope that you do, or you're not, and you're going to get a gun pointed in your face. And so you have to ask yourself, is it worth the $25 or $50 or $100 to hope that this is a normal, real-life human being on Facebook that is not going to rob me? The answer is no. There is no amount of money worth your life. Meet up at the police station, and you will never run into a bad person. You know why? Because a bad person that wants to stick a gun in your face is not going to do that in a police station parking lot.
When was the last time you rolled through Mission Hills and didn't see a cop?
It is patrol. Mission Hills is bigger than you think it is, Sam, but it is patrolled
by Prairie Village.
Well,
yeah. Every time I drive down 63rd Street through that specific neighborhood,
which says
there's
guys don't
always
care.
An officer
these,
sitting.
Well, these ne'er-do-wells did not care.
Here, I don't know a lot about crime and normally because I don't do it, but I guarantee you that the ne'er-do-wells in that Kia, stolen or not, I guarantee you they did not pull up in that driveway. Whoever the guy was with the gun, they park the key on the curb. He gets out, walks up the driveway to the kid.
Gets quick getaway.
You're not backing that thing up, you know, with the possibility of there being traffic going by. You're just going to jump in the car and take off. Keep this in mind, and you're right about there's going to be cameras everywhere, but this occurred at 7 o'clock at night. It is dark at 7 o'clock at night. And first of all, no, we're not doing it in my driveway, especially assuming this is a teenager or a young adult, especially in the driveway of my parents' beautiful large home. And we're definitely not doing it at night.
However, I'm not going to victim blame. Here's why. If this, in fact, was a kid home from college or, you know, if this was a younger person and not the homeowner, maybe they are not listening to this show with the regularity that our older listeners tune in faithfully every single day. And God knows we appreciate it and thank you for that. They're not going to know. I sent another text to my children and my bonus child, so five, and said the act of getting in your car and going to sell something it's over. We're not doing that anymore here. If you have to do it, meet them at a police station. And if you can't, it's not worth the $20.
Dana, you've gotten to me. I'm always the guy that says it's not that scary. If you live in fear like this 24/7, how do you live?
It's too
many. I've had an Xbox sitting on my office floor that I want to sell for months now, and I don't want to put it up for sale because these stories keep happening, and they always happen with electronics.
I actually wonder, do you think these women bailed out and this is them? But it's not. These are three young men
in a Kia.
We don't
know that. We don't know that. We just know that there was a young man in his 20s, who allegedly pointed the gun at him, and there were two other people in the car. We don't know if they were men or women.
Channel 9 story has an update that they are, at least one of them is a male in his 20s.
That's the thief.
That's the thief who fled, well, the robber, the armed robber,
right,
who fled in a gray Kia. I guarantee you that car is stolen with at least two other occupants.
Yeah.
And no one was hurt, right?
No.
No one was hurt, but again,
she started selling stuff online on Facebook Marketplace, and I found this out from a guy at my front door. I don't even really know what it is. I think it's just putting your home address on the open internet. She doesn't sell used cars. There's like a big money coming in. She sells stuff that should be thrown away. She sold an old kid's folding chair for $5. Best case scenario, we receive $5. Worst case, our whole family is murdered.
By the way, it always amazes me. I'm not making fun of anybody. But the things that when we read a story that some of the texters want to argue with, several people are writing in, that address is in Fairway. No, it is not. I Google mapped it. It is just west of, I'm not going to tell you what street it's west of. It is in It is in Mission Hills, clearly.
It is the Prairie Village Police Department that issued the press release.
Prairie Village does not police. They're not contracted to police the city of Fairway. Fairway has its own police department.
Darling little town. I love them both.
By the way, the Fairway Police or the Prairie Village Police Department, pardon me, has two spots with a sign that says Safe Exchange Zone. This area is under 24-hour surveillance. In an emergency, call 911. For a non-emergency, call the number.
Right. Okay. 913-586-7798. Thankfully, whoever it was selling this gaming computer is okay. And I'm not blaming the victim. All I'm saying is that there were some bad decisions that were being made for a couple of bucks.
Or someone that just believes the best in humanity and does not listen to Dana and Parks in the last year that I've been screaming about this.
Well, let that young
person,
man or woman, come sit in here, and you and I can make them a skeptic within a week. Make them distrust all humanity.
What were the cities this week? It was Independence, Lee's Summit.
Overland Park. Twice in Overland Park.
Kansas City proper.
Kansas City, Missouri. That's
now
right.
And now
Mission Hills.
That's one week in our stack.
Correct.
Six cities.
Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798. 586-7798, if you want to weigh in here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the two of us in here have just about had enough of the one of you's in there. So,
No.
So during the break, everybody,
Friday.
During the break, I have an early week grievance. Sam comes over the two-way, which is how we communicate with each other from room to room. And he says, hey, Dana and Scott, just to let you know, starting tomorrow at 129, all work-related correspondence has to, it is mandatory, go through your work email.
That is true.
Because some people here at the building use a private email instead of their work email to correspond with other people in the building. And so I went to my email and I looked and I said to Sam on the two-way, I said, I don't have that email. Sam, it only went to management.
So good.
I was instructed to tell my employees and I've told them.
It says,
please let everyone know.
Okay. I'm glad that you let me know.
I just wanted to let you know. You never open your work email.
I thought I
was doing you a favor.
Are you getting too big for your britches?
Oh, please. You know me better than that.
Is that room big enough to hold that head?
You know me better than that.
I feel like you should not go back into that room because I know it ain't big enough to hold both those heads.
Okay. Somebody on the
first
text line.
First, you'd have to get through the doorway. Hey-o.
Wow. Somebody on the text line wanted to know if Sam is still the boss this week.
Yes.
The answer is yes. Newer boss is out this week. And Sam, whom I hired 6 years ago, is currently the boss of KMBZ right now.
Well, I would hope you would be proud.
He is in charge here at the White House. I'm proud of you.
I know.
I'm very proud that.
Very proud that you just told me to check an email that I'm not going to check.
I'm proud that a 27-year-old is telling a 53-year-old how to do his job.
Just which email to check.
I've been at this radio station longer than you've been on the planet.
Don't you feel like if something's urgent, you would just text me? You would text me. You would say, hey, if something is urgent, you would text me.
And then I'd say, check your work email.
You know what else is in work email? I'm going to tell you right now. It is 96 trillion spam emails. That's it. That's all it is.
See, I don't have a private email. I use my work email for personal stuff.
Oh,
and
God. How do you untangle
so
that?
What I do, and this is a true story, every morning I've started doing the show prep from my home in the morning. And it's just more quiet. It's easier. There's not any distractions. And so I sit there at my computer. When I open my email, I've probably got 50 to, well, if it's a Monday, it's more than 100. But on any given day, 50 to 75 emails that I have not read that came in overnight. And on an average day, three of them are work-related.
Hey, listen to this. Spam email messages might be perceived as nothing more than a nuisance, but they're actually hurting your productivity and quite a lot. According to a new report, people can lose up to 80 hours per year scrolling through. That's 2 weeks of vacation.
It literally takes me, Dana, 15 to 30 seconds, because you can highlight all those, and you don't have to click on each box to send it to trash. So I click on the one at the top, and then shift, left click, and it just highlights all of them, and I hit the trash
box. There's got to be a better way to do it.
I click the box at the very top that selects all of them, and then I scroll down and I unclick the ones I want to keep. It takes me 30 seconds.
No, we shouldn't be having to do this.
Well, you know why it is. Now we're getting really inside baseball, but do you want to know why you have that many emails a day?
Because someone sold my information and they think I'm a member of the media.
No, because your work email is tied to the Newsline email.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
That we have a news tip email.
I don't get any of the news tips, Sam.
Well, that's why you have them in emails. Otherwise, you wouldn't get those emails.
But all of the spam, I mean, it's like, you know, let me pitch you a story from Denver about an exciting new author who's going to talk about the stock movement in Washington, D.C.
So that email didn't actually go to your work email. That email was sent to news at KMBZ.com.
And it sent it to all of us?
Correct.
How can we untangle from that one? That's
boss.
What we need to do.
Well, the guy that you have to talk to for that is actually sitting in the newsroom right now.
Do it.
Dan Weinbaum?
I have never once, ever clicked on one of those, hey, are you interested in having a guest on to talk about
a book?
The president? Or no, I have never one time gone, oh my gosh, you know what? We had a really exciting show lined up today, but I would like to hear from your expert in Des Moines.
Digital content manager Dan Weinbaum, welcome to the program.
I hear you guys are having trouble with email.
It's hundreds of hours of spam that I'm wasting my life. I'm not going to get those hours back, and I would like to be compensated.
You probably need to separate your personal email desires from your work email desires. You need to have a couple of different accounts and manage them.
Help me understand this for all of our listeners, Dan.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends who have a third, like, shadow weird email only for spam. And so what they say
do,
is
yes.
When someone asks, like, would you like to import your email? My answer is always no. But if you have to hand over your email, you give them, quote, that one that you just don't ever check.
So where is all this, quote unquote, spam coming to?
Work email.
Work email?
Yes. Dan.
So you need to not use your work email as your email for personal things and other things.
The spam she's referencing, Dan, is the Newsline emails that we all get.
Let me
give you an example. Here's several things that I've sent over to spam. And I only use my work email, and I use it obviously for work, but I do use it like if I have a doctor's appointment, they have my email on file or whatever. But I'm getting stuff from Judicial Watch, Biden Homeland Security refuses to blah, blah, blah.
None of it matters.
Special guest. Bill Gates, that's the actual name of the person who sent it to me, special guests.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates gives himself some strategic jabs.
Don't
interview
care.
Opportunity.
So if you get these, do you then mark them as spam or do you put them into a special folder?
They went into my spam.
Okay, but Dan, you understand what you're just asking me to do? Just there, that's where I'm adding up to my 80 years of wasted productivity for crap I don't care about. If you somehow made some rule that for every stupid thing I'm sent that I don't want, you have to pay me for that, it would stop like that. And see, I mean, not just me. I mean, every single person listening, every unsolicited spam thing that comes into your email, we should be paid for that. It would end tomorrow.
See, all we're asking is, we're not in the newsroom. Can we get removed from the news email accounts? Because I don't need to know about poetic landscapes on film or in pop culture from the Missouri Arts Council. I got that one today.
Dan, would you just take them off the news email so that we can not have this conversation ever again?
I think you like me being this level of annoyed.
Dana, the Missouri State Parks is hosting a workshop on February 8th, if you're interested.
That is,
can I go home now?
Gripping.
You want to be in the know, or do you want to be in the dark?
Have you heard this show?
That is not being in the know, Dan.
Dan, I don't need to know about a workshop for the Missouri State Park. Anyway.
I'll take a look at the system and see what we can do.
Boss, tell him to do it.
I just did. He didn't listen.
Then you're fired.
From CNBC, millennials have come a long way since their days of being called lazy or entitled. Despite reaching key milestones later than their parents one did, they are now wealthier as a combined generation than the previous generations were at their age. Quoting here from the St. Louis Federal Reserve, younger families in the United States made remarkable gains collectively. Millennials, as a group, are now worth roughly $16 trillion,
good,
up from $4 trillion just 5 years ago, according to the Federal Reserve. But very few millennials consider themselves wealthy. The disconnect between being rich on paper and feeling well off has been referred to as phantom wealth. For example, gains in the value of your home or a retirement plan can feel like phantom wealth because they are illiquid and have no bearing on day-to-day cash flow.
Okay. When we get back, CBS is doing it. They are rolling out an app for all of you weary, weary, locked cabinet angry people. There is a new app that would allow you to unlock anti-theft shelves if you just need, I don't know, deodorant, razors.
But we have a couple questions about this.
I do, too. Speaking of spam, like, what are they going to get if you sign up for the app to get into the cabinet?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. It is a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Story here from the New York Post. Gone are the days of waiting for workers to unlock your deodorant and shampoo from behind their plastic prisons. I'm just reading the words. A new feature in the CVS Health app, which was overhauled and released today, will allow customers to unlock a theft-proof cabinet themselves, a time-efficient tool that is currently being piloted in three New York City locations. To combat thieves, drugstores across the country have put many of their goods behind lock and key, forcing shoppers to wait for an employee to retrieve the items instead.
Or walk out in a huff.
True. As a result, some irate shoppers have waited upwards of 40 minutes to shop the shelves, according to an investigation of various Walmart, Target, and CVS locations. Now New Yorkers who frequent the CVS locations at these addresses will have newfound powers through the company's revamped app.
We have so many questions.
Now look at this one. This is, I think, a CVS in New York. Look at how much they have locked up.
Oh, it's
the whole store.
The entire aisle. So listen to this. People really, really, really dislike locked cabinets, according here from the executive vice president of CVS Health. So to use the unlocking function, you have to be logged into the CVS Health app and be connected to the store's Wi-Fi with your Bluetooth enabled. They're expecting to expand this next to the West Coast. You can also manage your prescriptions and do everything else on there. But Scott and I had so many questions during a break. I could see myself, if that's where I get my prescriptions, and it's not, I can see myself downloading the app and at some point going over with my little QR code or whatever and unlocking the thing. But if you are hell-bent on stealing something, you'll just walk behind another customer that is using the app to open the thing, grab all of the deodorant, and run out.
Or download the app yourself. What's to keep a ne'er-do-well from downloading the app, too?
Yeah, getting one of those, like, I don't know, preloaded minute cell phones. I think the way they think that they're going to catch you is that you're downloading the app, you have to be on their Bluetooth, you have to be on their Wi-Fi, so that maybe they could figure out who you are. But if you're smart enough to go in and steal, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of stuff a day, you're just going to get a fake cell phone.
Sam, you're the tech brain on this show. Well, you're just the brain.
I would assume that to use the app, you would have to put in a credit card or a debit card because that app is primarily used for online purchases to go in to pick up the items that you've purchased so that you don't have to walk around the store. So that would be their way to directly tie it to your identity. You can't just grab a burner phone and make a fake account because you have to put a card on that account.
Could we also talk about the person that is waiting 40 minutes to get someone to unlock the deodorant?
Yeah, you got too much of a life.
How bad do you stink if you are waiting 40 minutes to get that deodorant behind that locked cabinet?
Well, by the time you wait 40 minutes, you could have walked to a grocery store.
Yeah, am I alone? I haven't been to a CVS or a Walgreens.
I was in one three or four days ago.
It's so nice if you need mascara, Sam.
I can't remember the last time that I walked into one of those stores.
Well, what's your question going to be?
Am I alone?
Oh, and having not walked in one.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, most of the stuff, like at the CVS near my house, most of it is not locked behind a case.
Okay.
But I'm assuming that a lot of criming is not going on at the CVS in Western Shore.
I think you'd assume wrong.
Well, Facebook Marketplace robberies don't happen in Mission Hills. Oh, wait.
Fair point. But most of the stuff is not behind lock and key. And at the Walgreens across the street, the only thing that I know for a fact is behind lock and key. Well, I think Walgreens still sells nicotine products like cigarettes and chew. I think that's behind the counter. But at the Walgreens, they always have at least one person behind the cash register at all times. Unlike CVS, where you have to push the button to alert them that you want to check out. The only thing at Walgreens that I know is behind like these plexiglass walls is the perfume and cologne.
Well, not razors?
Razors have been behind that protective glass for a very long time. The family planning section has been behind protective glass.
The razors are, you get the card.
Oh, okay.
And then when you go to the cash register, they get you whatever card you brought up there. That's how they do it where I live.
You know what? Now that I don't have children in the home, I don't go as often. We used to go every once in a while for the rapid strep test. That was the quickest way to go in, swab, do you have strep throat or not?
Yep.
Or, I mean, I think for a lot of women, Scott, if you need to grab one thing in the cosmetic aisle, it is quicker than going to a big box store.
Okay. That's how they do it. I know it at the grocery store down the street from me, the razors are definitely behind. They're a customer service. So when you check out, you've got to check out all your food and groceries and all that stuff. And then if you want razors, you've got to go to a separate counter and hand them the card just to get some razors. Well, what's crazy is the price of razors. And I know that there's a pink tax on it. I'm aware.
For women's razors, yes. But overall, the price of razors is ridiculous.
Yeah, that six-pack of New Blade should not be $45.
I mean,
it cost you $3 to make it.
And this is a shameless plug. They used to be a client of mine. Harry's. They're not anymore. Harry's razors. I still use Harry's razors, even though they don't advertise with me anymore. They are still inexpensive, or let me rephrase.
Less expensive.
They're affordable, and they're good. They really are. I swear by them. You're welcome.
Trying to get them back, huh?
You're welcome, Harry.
It's winter. I just stopped shaving in the winter.
See you at the... Come on, Dana. Even I shave in the winter. Look at these arms. Look at these arms. Just like, took care of them yesterday.
Seems like a lot of your arms? Work to go
I trim
to
them very
wearing jeans every
closely.
Day.
Alan Alda celebrating a birthday today. He is 89. Sarah McLachlan, who has ruined commercials for me, is 57. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. The bonus hour is next. Be well, be good to each other. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.